Advocacy group Alaska Trails has sent a letter to let Governor Bill Walker know that transportation funds are at risk. Last September, Alaska returned $2.6 million to the U.S. Department of Transportation. The Transportation Alternatives Program, or TAP, provides federal funding for smaller-scale transportation projects, such as pedestrian and bicycle facilities. Each year, the federal government authorizes TAP funds for every state that must be obligated to local projects within 4 years. Projects funded through TAP require a 20% state or local match. The Alaska Department of Transportation had to return the remainder of its 2013 TAP fund after failing to obligate all of the money before it expired in 2016. The Safe Routes to School National Partnership releases a quarterly report on state's progress in obligating TAP funds. Deputy Director Margo Pedroso says Alaska lapsed TAP funding is a missed opportunity.
These dollars that are allocated to Alaska Department of Transportation are, in essence, Alaska's fair share of the gas tax that, you know, every resident pays as they get around. And by letting those funds lapse and be returned to the federal government, Alaska dollars are now going and being distributed to other states.
Alaska DOT spokesperson Jill Reese says that the 2013 TAP money was not obligated in time because there were not enough projects submitted from local stakeholders that were eligible for funding. Alaska Trails Executive Director Steve Cleary thinks the DOT could have done better outreach to find projects for TAP funds.
There was 4 years for this program to be implemented and run, and the DOT, in my estimation, waited too long to start it. So, of course, there are going to be hiccups and stumbling, but if they had taken advantage of more time, then they would have been able to solicit and recruit qualified applicants.
In addition to the $2.6 million already lapsed, another nearly $4 million of Alaska's TAP funding from 2014 could be returned to the federal government if it is not obligated by September of 2017.